I'm pretty sure I called it like sissy questions or something like that. Oh, there it is. I found it. Yay.
There you go. Oh.
Hello, this is the Cherry Bomb, and welcome to Conversations with Crossdressers. This is episode 10. In this episode, I'm talking to two people. The first is Cherry, and she's new, somebody that I just met on FetLife, and she came to hang out with us a couple weeks ago at Rainbow Mountain for their CD TV weekend. And also Abby, who is dating a friend of mine, Aura. Aura is both his girlfriend and his dom. Well, when he's Abby, Abby also has other kinks and fetishes, which you'll hear a little bit about in the interviews. I have to apologize for a couple of things before I play the interviews for you. One of them is you'll have to forgive. The interviews are kind of short, and I was blanking out a little bit here and there on my questions. I was a little rusty, for one, but I was also high as fuck, so, you know. You know how it is. I think I could have done better with Abby, especially because with Cherry, it was more of like an impromptu. She was helping me with sound check. And then we decided to ask her a couple of questions. I had to modify the voices for that one, so we sound a little funky. But with Abby, we sound just our regular voices. I feel like I could have asked a lot more questions of Abby because of all of the other kinks that she has. But as I said, I was not in a good state of mind at the moment because of, you know, smoking too much weed. I would have done a better interview, but then I got high. Remember that song? Love that song. Anyway, I'm just going to tell you that Abby is very adorable, and Aura is also equally as adorable. And I met them through Roxy. And the other reason why I haven't published an episode is because I was going through some things for a while. One of them is that Roxy and I broke up. We are still friends, and then she moved to Florida, so it was a gut punch, 1-2 gut punch, and it took me a while to get over it, and then I had to get surgery back in the spring, so then it took me a while to recover, so all of my mind, body, and heart were recovering from all of that. So I just wasn't in the mood to do interviews or go through the editing process or any of that. But I feel like I'm getting my mojo back. And one of the things that actually helped me get my mojo back is this night that I did these two interviews at Rainbow Mountain. One of the other things that gave me my mojo back was me and my dom had a little turning point over the summer. He came over and it was so exciting. I mean, it was beyond exciting for me because it was something that I had fantasized about for a really long time. And, you know, he told me what to wear. I was wearing a black tank top with no bra and black panties and really high boots, very slutty and very high. And then he came over, sat me on a chair, tied both of my ankles to the feet of the chair, tied my hands behind my back, and then he blindfolded me. And then he, well, you guys can use your imagination. Sorry, sissy bitches, you'll have to fantasize about that one. But I would like you to enjoy these two interviews with Cherry and Abby. If you would like to chat with me, especially if you're a crossdresser, please feel free to reach out. Reach me on FetLife at cbombz, C-B-O-M-B-Z. And maybe we can chat. If you're not in the area, the North Jersey area, we can always do an interview by phone or by FaceTime. In fact, the next interview that I will be publishing, I am going to be interviewing that person over FaceTime. But they're not going to be on camera. Well, this is obviously just an audio podcast. So I'm sorry I teased you. And I hope you'll give this podcast a listen. And I'll see you next time. Enjoy.
I had like the really big boobs on, so a lot of people were looking.
Of course.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you don't. So, yeah, that was the first time.
That was the first time, huh? How long ago was that?
Earlier this year, maybe February, March.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was quiet down there at the shore.
It was pretty quiet, yeah.
Yeah. So what else can you tell me about yourself, Cherry?
I don't know.
Depends on what you want to know, to be honest. I'm better at answering questions.
How old were you when you first put on a piece of women's clothing?
15 or 16.
Mm-hmm. What kind of clothing item was it?
I think pantyhose.
Pantyhose.
I believe, yeah.
And how did you feel when you put them on?
Interested.
Interested.
Yeah. It was a different feeling. For sure.
Different.
Yeah.
Did you feel like a woman or?
Not necessarily. It's hard to explain. It just felt soft.
Mm-hmm.
And like as I was walking, it felt like my legs were more breathable than without them.
Right.
And it was an interesting feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So your first time, it was terrifying, fulfilling, was it?
It was a mix of both, I would say, to be honest. Because I was with my friend, so it was kind of like she was keeping me calm and collect during a lot of it. But it was definitely, she picked the outfit, and she purposely picked like a short dress that was tight, higher heels, like to make it harder for me, I guess, to like get around.
Yeah.
Compared to where like she was wearing flats, a longer dress, like purposely. So she made it fun for sure.
She wanted to torture you.
Yeah.
What was your first, no, most erotic experience.
Define erotic the way that you're looking for it.
I don't know, like the height of the feeling of sexiness. Like hot.
Yeah, no. Trying to think.
That's a hard question.
There's two come to mind, and I think it's because it was so, like, actually two or three come to mind, but they were so, like, last minute, kind of. Like, they just kind of happened. There wasn't a lot of planning. Which one should I start with? One was I had some girl come over. Just met her recently. And she, what did she do? She like plugged me and just had a lot of fun doing that and just played around with me for a little bit. But it was just so intense because it just like happened so fast. There was another one when I was in Miami though. I was using Whisper. I don't know if you've ever used that app.
No, what is it?
It's essentially like...
Explain it to me.
It's an app where you everybody's anonymous, and you can post things anonymously, and you can post things in like a 5-mile radius to like 35-mile radius, so you can find people, you know, they can see what you post and reply to you and whatnot. So I posted, I was doing a traveling job, and I posted a photo of me saying, like, hey, I'm in the area, who's around? And this woman answered me, and she was a dominant woman. And I was there for a week. So we talked the first night, and then the second night she had me, I gave her where I was staying at. And she said, all right, I want you to get dressed and then stand in the lobby in front of the elevators from like this time to this time, and I will show up at some point in between there, and just otherwise just wait for me. So that's what I did. And she actually like came up from the stairs and like recorded me for like 5 minutes or so, just watching people see me as I was standing there waiting at the elevator. So then she came up behind me and told me that who she was, and she was like, let's go to the room. Then we fooled around for a little bit. She pegged me, and then she left. But like the way that she like had me waiting, that like just kept me on my toes.
Yeah.
So that was like, it got hot from that alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes the anticipation of it.
Yeah.
You want to try it now? Are you looking?
Whisper.
Whisper.
Yeah.
Whisper.
Just be careful. There's a couple of creeps on there too.
Oh, a couple? I'm sure there's more than a couple.
So.
There's creeps everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my question. I like this question. Do you think there was some type of event in your life that sparked this desire in you to cross-dress?
Yeah. I don't remember how old I was. I know I was like maybe 13, maybe a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
I was at my friend's house and he was like busy or away or something for like an hour or two doing something with like baseball or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hanging out with his younger sister. She was like a year or two younger. And her friend, and they invited me to hang out with them, and for one reason or another, I was dressed up in, like, a ballerina outfit. Like,
they dressed you up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like,
you were playing with them, and they
dressed me up, yes. Yeah. It was, like, a tutu, ballerina, tights, and, like, flats, like, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And you liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. They were laughing at me about it and whatnot. And something stuff, I guess, from that.
Interesting. So, do you think that you would have tried on those pantyhose if that had never happened?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have thought twice about it.
So it was their fault, those girls. Did you ever confront them?
No. No, I did not, actually. I thought about it, but...
Well, I mean, they weren't doing anything mean or like, they were abusing you in any way.
No, no.
So...
No, they weren't.
Oh, wow. You never know. You never know how you're going to affect somebody's life.
Yeah.
Just by playing dress up, treating them like a human doll.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is your favorite type of women's clothing?
I think we talked about this. Anything silky.
Anything silky?
Yeah. Tight, silky.
Silky.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Abby. Just Abby?
Yes, Abby.
How you doing, Abby?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Abby is dating a good friend of mine, Aura. Aura's here. You could say hi.
Hi!
And this is like the second time we've hung out when you were dressed.
Yes, yeah. That's about right.
Mm-hmm. So, what is it? Is this like a recent thing, or have you been doing this for a long time?
It's more or less recent, like actually going out dressed. Behind closed doors, been probably a couple years. Like experimenting with things.
Really? So this didn't start when you were like younger or teenager?
Not teenager. Well, no, nah, probably like. Few years back, I guess.
Yeah. But how did it start?
It just started with like being in like the kink world and like exploring other avenues first. Then I got into just, I guess I like humiliation and stuff of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just, one thing led to another. I started trying things more of a, for like humiliation wise and like kink. But it just led to another, actually me enjoying just dressing up and being a different person to kind of escape as an alter personality, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Is this your only alter personality?
No, the kink girl, I have many, actually.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What other ones do you have? If you want to tell me, you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm also into like pet play. So I sometimes like a puppy. So my alter ego in that sense, I'm Finn.
A baby puppy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh. And what do you do as a baby puppy? And we're getting off topic of cross-dressing, but that's fine.
like all avenues, like basically like being like animalistic, like exploring like as if I was a dog. So like it could be like eating out of a bowl or like being caged, like confinement.
Oh, wow.
Playing fetch.
Fetch,
yeah, using toys. Like
walking him on a leash.
Right.
Hmm. That's pretty interesting. Outdoors?
Not yet.
Yeah, we haven't had the opportunity to do that. I don't think the neighbors would agree with that.
Probably.
But it's definitely on the bucket list.
Yeah.
To get walked outside. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so you just started addressing more as like a kink, like you didn't think of something when you were like, something happened when you were little, like you don't have to talk about anything that was like abuse or anything like that, but just any kind of event or memory that sparked you wanting to dress?
Not really, no. Like, I never had, like, I was never abused or anything like that. Like, I never had, like, nah, like, it really came about, like, a few years back when I was honestly just exploring in the kink realm. And one thing led to another. I, you know, tried on clothes, whatever, just as, like, more or less, like I said, humiliation and with other people, and then it just turned into me liking it.
Mm-hmm.
So. But he never wanted to dress outside at all.
Yeah, that's correct. That until I met
when we were together.
Right.
Then I was like, well, what if we go out, you know, with you, blah, 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 dress.
And I was really against it. Like, I would never, that would never happen. But then I knew she really wanted, so I was like, ah, like, I'm on the, I like to explore. So I said, yeah, it wasn't a harm in trying it at least once, and then tried it once, and then it wasn't so bad after all. And I realized there's a lot more people out there that do it. So it felt comfortable. Like, you could actually go out there and do it.
He's so beautiful.
He is. You are.
Yeah, the compliments help.
You're very beautiful. You look very nice. Abby's wearing a tight leopard top. Right? And wait, stand up for a minute. I just want to see the whole, you can leave that there. What kind of shoes are you wearing? Let me see your shoes. I can't see from here. Ooh, I like those. They're like a little booty with buckles on the side, nice and high. Yeah, they're nice. You can sit back down now. What's your favorite type of women's clothing? Which article of clothing do you like the best?
I would have to say, like, more like the intimate, like, lingerie, like...
Slutty.
Yeah.
Yeah, slutty yes. Lingerie.
Lace.
Lace. Okay.
Stuff like that makes you too. Feel dirty, like, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is very,
Yeah, like, for me, this is actually very conservative tonight.
Very
like,
conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in the summertime, I'd be wearing, you know...
Nothing,
pretty much.
Why don't you sit next to her? Because I want to talk to both of you together. Have a seat on the couch with the microphone. Yeah.
I think it's going to reach.
Yeah, it'll reach. It's really long. It's Aura. She's the best. So tell me about the humiliation or the... How do you dominate Abby as opposed to... Finn, right, is the puppy.
Abby's a little different than the rest of, you know, her personas. I think I give in to Abby more.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm rough with her. I'm very rough with her. I mean, I'm rough in general, but I am definitely rough with her, but I tend to give in more.
What do you think?
I think because I feel like more of the masculine in this relationship now. So I'm like, okay, my baby. But I'm still very rough. Like, I have no problem, you know, grabbing her by her neck and being like, no, enough.
Wow.
Yeah, she can be quite aggressive.
Yeah. You better be good. You better stay on her good side tonight.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we could have a
chained
problem.
Up outside in a tree.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think I have any more questions. What about you, Mia? You have any questions?
Probably a million.
What about you, Cherry? You have any questions?
No.
No? Yeah, no, like, because a lot of the questions that I had were for, like, somebody who's done it for a long time. So you didn't go through any kind of, like, periods where you just didn't want to do it anymore and, like, purged all of your clothing?
No, because I'm still really getting more or less into it.
Right.
So, yeah I haven't had a phase yet where I'm like, you know, I'm never doing this ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's more right now just like, oh, let's go shopping. I want to get stuff, you know.
Yeah, still in that, like...
What does it feel like? Do you ever go into a store and actually try something on?
I have with
like
her.
Ladies' clothing?
I have with her, yes, in a fitting room.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, but...
But it's very, like...
He gets a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
So he'll, like they can see between, you know, they can see through the darn walls. And he's like, oh my God, no. And I'm like, just try the other one. No.
So you went to the men's dressing room... With ladies' clothes.
This was at a dormy. So it's like a lingerie store. Oh, but they allow him to go in with me when I try stuff on.
Right.
So then, you know, he can try stuff on.
Oh, so that's good. That's mm-hmm. perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. A lot of those lingerie stores have that.
You could do that. Yeah, because it's not really, there's nothing really in there for men anyway. So
right.
It's really just one dressing room for everyone.
Well, here in the summer, realizing the niche, and they're opening their doors for us too.
Yeah. Where?
There's one by me that's very welcoming. And she said a lot of other shop owners are realizing the potential there.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
You're selling to, you know, a bunch of extra people. I don't know the percentages, so I can't really, like, tell you percentage-wise. But I'm sure it's a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, like, I noticed that a lot of the, not all of them, but, you know, like, because, you know, men make more money, so they usually have more resources, and they can buy more clothes and things like that. You know, it's just one of the perks of being an actual man.
Agreed.
That dresses like a woman, right?
Yep.
Do you have any advice for anybody, like, just starting out, wanting to try dressing
up? I mean, definitely it could be scary, but I mean, if, you know, definitely try it. Like, just go out there. You just got to do it once, and then, like, you won't regret it. I mean, it definitely helps going out with some people that are well into it and, like, have the experience. It definitely made it easy. Like, you know, us knowing Roxy, he definitely pushed me real far.
Yeah.
And he's, like, kind of, like, you know, let go of my fears a little bit.
Yeah.
And then once going out with him, it was, you know.
With her.
Her, actually, yes. It was a lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah, Roxy's good at getting people together, you know. She's good at getting people out there. Oh, I miss her. Okay, I think we're done. Unless you have anything, any last words? Aura, any last words? Thank you.
Thank you.
Upset that I can't find my notes.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Oh, I know. I know where they are. That's my terrible British accent.